Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Karen White, TriDelta's CEO and editor-in-chief of the award-winning Trident magazine. Friends, we are now well into our time of sheltering in place, staying home, or dealing with the other circumstances surrounding COVID-19. And as TriDelta continues to support our members, we've launched a series called Three for You. It's where we're taking some of the most important questions and topics you want to hear about and finding TriDelta experts to share their top three tips and best practices for you. Now, this spring, we've become uniquely aware of how this pandemic has affected all of our members. We witnessed more than 17,000 collegiate women return to their permanent homes from our campuses and have their academic years just completely upended. And while we know this has affected everyone's collegiate membership, it's been especially tough for TriDelta's seniors, for all seniors. They're missing out on commencements and special chapter recognitions, spring formals, and so much more. And it's not the way TriDelta hoped they would end their time as collegiate members. One of our members, our senior members, has been chronicling her experience through her campus newspaper. Joining us on today's podcast is Sam Walkich. She is a senior member of our FIMU chapter at Southeast Missouri State. She is soon to graduate with a degree in mass comm and public relations. In her chapter, she served as academic chair, and she served two terms as the collegiate chapter president, which is no joke. As you might expect, and certainly I was not surprised, Sam was just named SEMO's Greek Woman of the Year. I am super excited to welcome her and hear her three for you tips for us on behalf of the class of 2020. Sam, welcome to Let's Talk TriDelta.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's an absolute honor to be here with you guys today.
Well, we sure have loved reading what you've written so far about your experience. We're going to link your articles here on the podcast so our listeners can read them too. So let's start with the basics here. How are you doing? How are you holding up these last few weeks of your senior year?
As anyone could imagine, it's definitely been difficult making that transition from being in college and living in the dorms with my friends and moving back home to my dad's basement.
I know.
It's definitely been an adjustment, but there are so many things that I have to be thankful for, and that's definitely what I'm focusing on. It's making it a lot easier. But it's like I said, it's definitely been an adjustment.
Sure. And how has the chapter been getting together through all of this? And then your fellow senior sisters, how are you supporting each other through this?
Actually, it's amazing what technology can do for us. And I think that everyone everywhere is witnessing that. Whether it be Zoom calls or FaceTimes, you're constantly seeing so many TriDelta sisters connect that way. And it has not stopped work or chapter anything, actually. You see standards still meeting. You see those one-on-one interactions when you know that something's going on with a member. And that's awesome to see that, you know, just because we're at home doesn't mean that TriDelta is over. It's not just when you are at school, it's when you're at home as well. So that's awesome to see. It's definitely cool to see how we're able to connect that way.
That's tremendous. And you know, and you're about to know, TriDelta's for a lifetime.
Yes.
and the majority of the rest of your TriDelta experience will be virtual in to some degree. So this is maybe good practice.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just so cool that we're still able to, like, we're about to have, like, not necessarily a senior week, but just doing a couple different virtual activities to celebrate the seniors and share our stories and our time and kind of just still have that little celebration that we would have had back at school. So that's awesome too.
I am really, really glad to hear that. So you have shared a bunch of insights in your writing. So let's get right into your three for you tips so we can share them with all of TriDelta. And the first tip you've got is about validating your feelings. Can you say more about that?
Yeah, I think this is the first thing that I had to do when coming home and understanding what my life was now. So many people are going through so many different things right now, whether it be financial hardships or, like I said, moving home or whatever it may be, this is just a difficult time. And I think that one of the things that I struggled with the most was feeling like I couldn't be upset, that I couldn't be mad and frustrated because there were people out there who had it worse than me. There were mothers and fathers who couldn't provide for their families in such more extreme circumstances than I had. Like, I got to come home to my family. I had a room for me. I have parents that provide for me. So I'm very blessed in that way. But, you know, this is a crazy time in the world from everybody, but that doesn't mean that what we had wasn't taken away from us and that our emotions are valid. Our senior years were ripped away from us. All of the goodbyes, all of the sentimental things that you do, the celebration of all of the hard work that all of those seniors did, was just taken away from us. And so it was definitely something that I needed to do. Okay, my feelings are valid. I understand that I could have it worse. I understand that there are people that have it worse, but like, I am upset. This was a change for me. And I think that doing that allowed me to continue throughout this process of trying to adjust it to this situation.
Yeah, so smart. I mean, it is an emotional time. So you're saying accept those feelings and really they're feelings of loss and grief.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
And so your next tip though is about taking those feelings and turning them into positives. So talk to our listeners about that.
I know that there are so many negative things going on right now, and that it's a really hard thing to not let that consume you, not let yourself focus on those negative things. Like I said, these semesters were cut short. They didn't have their goodbyes. Graduation was canceled or postponed. Like, those are difficult things. But one of the things that I struggled with was I felt like I had no control, but that's completely the opposite that I've realized throughout this time. And it's all about your mindset. It's all about that you control how you feel, you control your emotions, you control your situation. And so like you said, my second tip is focus on the positives. It's hard times like these that you get through because you focus on those small things in your life. I do this simply by, at the end of the night, I have a journal. I'm a writer, like you said. And at the end of my night, I really quick write down three things that I'm grateful for. And this is just something that allows me to focus on, you know, there are still good things in my life. There are things I'm thankful for, whether it just be that the weather was nice outside and then I got to leave my house. But those are the things that matter. They put it into perspective that not everything's sad, not everything is broken right now, you know? Yeah. So it's definitely, I've decided to spend my time and my energy focusing on the positive things.
That is so important. It's productive too, right? As we try to make up for the things we're losing, because we are, big and small things. Now, we've talked a little bit about how your senior class is coping, and that leads really into your last tip around leaning on your support system. Tell us more.
Yes. So it's times like these where, like, I am truly thankful to be a Tri Delta woman. I'm always thankful to be a Tri Delta woman, but right now more than ever. The thing that I think everyone needs to just take a second and realize is that you have been given this giant resource, this giant support system that other people don't have. Not only does this organization give you so many resources and assistance, but it also gives you so many wonderful women that are there to help you and assist you through these challenging times. It goes beyond just what your chapter can do for you. It's nationwide. It allows you to have these women in so many different areas that can support you. So you need to use those resources. You need to reach out if you need help. Let your sisters support you. Let them be there for you. And be there for them as well. They are feeling these harsh realities too. And if you can do something to help these women, do it. Be a sister to them. And I promise that they will be a sister back to you.
That is such good advice. There's 240,000 Tri-Deltas across the world. So many of us. And we're bound by powerful bonds.
Right. And it's something that not everybody gets. You know, it's not something that everybody has in their corner. And we are very lucky to be women who have this in our corner. So use it.
Yes.
Use these resources. Reach out. Say if you need help. and be that for somebody else too.
And I want to encourage especially our seniors, right? Of those 240,000 yes. Tri-Deltas across the world, 220,000 of those are alumni, and they are truly, we as alumni are truly invested in your long-term success as our sisters. So for the seniors whose springs were cut short, whose college careers were cut short, let's not minimize it. You've got a powerful network of women that is out there ready to help. Right. One of the things that I hope everyone will do is put Tri-Delta on your resume. Let us see that and let us connect you and open doors and hire you if we can. Right. Absolutely. You are wise beyond your years, Sam.
And thank you very much.
So practical. You know, we really are all in this together. And I personally loved how you recognized the part that Tri-Delta has played for you in all of this. Do you want to talk a little bit as a two-time president of your chapter, which is, wow. Do you want to talk a little bit about your Tri-Delta experience and what that's meant to you?
Absolutely. This is a very big question for me because Tri-Delta has been so beyond influential in my life. If you guys listening, take a look at my Thank You Tri-Delta article. It was kind of my way at looking back at what Tri-Delta has gave me and being able to see all of the wonderful things that have came from my experience. My Tri-Delta experience made me me. It definitely took a young girl who, honestly, I wasn't even going to go through recruitment. I hate glitter. I hate chance. It's definitely not me. It took this girl and put me into this world where it allowed me to find myself and find confidence and find my voice. And it also allowed me to find so many wonderful women, my best friends, it sounds cliche, but my bridesmaids,
right?
These women who truly changed my life and supported me in finding myself. Tri-Delta definitely took this young, innocent, non-confident woman, young girl, and turned me into a very strong, independent woman, and I could not be more thankful. It definitely will be 4 years of my life that I will always, always be thankful for.
Well, I know, as you say, you found Tri-Delta. I am very, very grateful that Tri-Delta found you.
Thank you very much.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
Exemplify all the things that Tri-Delta women are, brave and bold and kind. And I wish you the very, very best
Thank you very much.
Your job search, that's what's next, right? A job search?
Yes, yes. So I, like everyone else, had these big plans for the end of my senior year. And that was finding a job somewhere doing communications, marketing, advertising. I'm very broad. Unfortunately, I have not found that job yet, but I am looking everywhere and anywhere to find somebody to, you know, talk with and get a job and start the rest of my life.
Well, you heard it here. Let's Talk Tri-Delta listeners. We have a very sharp young mass comm PR major who's on the market.
Yes.
We'll show you how to get in touch with her. I know you all join me in thanking our sister Sam for joining us today and offering her 3 for you tips and advice for Tri-Delta senior members. And seniors, stay tuned. We have some really great things coming for you. Certainly, we hope all of our members and families remain safe during this time and are following the important guidelines regarding COVID-19. There are so many Tri-Deltas still serving on the front lines of this crisis in healthcare and law enforcement and other areas. Our thoughts and Delta love go out to all of them, all of you, as you continue to serve unselfishly during this time. If you like this 3 for You experience, you can find more 3 for You topics at tridelta.org/3 for you. And if there are additional topics you'd like to hear about, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. And please like our podcast, subscribe to it, and rate it. You know, in Tri-Delta, we love 3 stars, but for our podcasts, we like 5 stars. Thank you for talking Tri-Delta with us. Stay home, stay safe, wash your hands. Join us next time and bring you